Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
Want to do a fish report?
Okay.
I knew you'd be excited to do one.
Yay.
Because, once again, it is Saturday. And if it's Saturday, then that means that it's time to do the place-by-place fishing report featuring, of course, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the gentleman seated next to me at this moment. Now, Robert, I know that we've had some, let's call them low-key reports.
Yes.
Over the past several weeks.
Yep.
Before we start this one, would you say that we've gotten any better overall in general, or are we still on the cusp?
We're still on the cusp.
Okay. So we're not to the point where it's like, yes, we're going to start filling in some of these no reports, but we're thinking about looking ahead to the point where we're filling in some of these no reports.
Yeah. Yeah, I think over the next 4 weeks we're going to see like a spot here and a spot there fill in a little bit. More consistently.
But for right now?
For right now, it's going to still be a little bit of a hodgepodge mess.
Yeah. All right. Well, I get it. The reason that I ask, even though I already knew the answer, is because in some people's minds, we've hit September.
Yeah.
We're now into fall. Mm-hmm. We're getting away from summer, and we've said that the summertime fishing here in the Upper Harbor would be kind of lousy and there wouldn't be as many people fishing, and there were lots of reasons why you don't have as many reports in the summer. But now that summer's over, because it's September.
Yeah. Just because the calendar says so doesn't mean anything.
Means nothing at all.
Nope. Fish don't read the same calendar we do.
Nope. Fish have to rely on actual conditions.
It seems like we try to humanize all wildlife except for when it comes to certain realities. And
okay.
That is definitely one of those exceptions of, well, it's September, so the fish must be doing this.
Yep.
Because we're doing this. We're putting on a jacket right now.
Yeah. I'm getting my Halloween decorations.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister's already got her house decorated with Halloween stuff.
No problem with that. Just fish calendars are different.
Yes, extremely different.
Okay. So having prefaced this report with that, just let's begin. Huh. Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver along with Shell Creek, Robert?
I actually got a report for up the river.
Woo!
Well, Dave and his buddy went up there, and they went up above 761, caught a few bass. They saw a couple tarpon roll, but it's old Florida. So it's like this is kind of the time of year where you may not catch much, but it's a really cool boat trip.
It is, and you have enough water to do it.
Yeah.
Try not to drive over any trees.
Yeah, you got to watch where you're going and go slow, but the wildlife and, you know, seeing the cypress trees and all that stuff, it's awesome to be up there this time of year. So, it's worth it for the boat ride.
It is a beautiful and scenic river, no question.
Yes.
Okay. The Darst Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
I got nothing.
The US 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
Slow, but they're catching some small mangrove snapper. A couple of legal-sized redfish were caught off of there this week.
Yep.
And then a couple of small peanut snook. A couple of guys did see some juvenile tarpon rolling, but haven't heard of any adults or anything else there.
Okay. And I got to remember, couple keeper redfish, not just a couple keeper reds, because I've had a couple folks approach me confused about the red snapper
situation.
We caught
red snapper at the 41 bridge?
Yeah,
that means I can go to those 20-foot holes because they've got gag grouper and snapper in those, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Red fish.
Yes.
All right. The Lashley seawall, because the pier is currently closed due to hurricane damage.
Got nothing from
that. All right. No reports. That is 7 weeks in a row of no reports from the Lashley seawall. The Bayshore Pier.
Got nothing there.
Okay. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Minimal. Couple small snook and a couple of small mangrove snapper. The guy did see the whole thing at sunrise where there was about 20 or 30 juvenile tarpon rolling around towards the point by the boat ramp, but never hooked anything.
Okay.
Which is not surprising.
No.
Oh, he did see an otter cruise across over there, too. He did mention that.
Really?
Which is cool.
Yeah, I'd go just for the otter.
Yeah. Never heard of an otter in a little while.
The Port Charlotte Canals, salt and brackish.
A lot of little peanut snook. A couple of inconsiderate fishermen on the bridge. Couple of black drum, but there's a lot of Mayan cichlids and some sand bream being caught. I had a guy come in with a picture yesterday, and he was holding his hand by it, and it was probably at least 4 to 5 inches longer than his hand.
Ooh, it's a good one.
I mean, it was a good-sized fish, and he was happy that he guessed it right.
Right.
He wanted positive reinforcement. I said, no, it's definitely a Mayan cichlid. He's like, I was pretty sure, but I'd never caught one before.
Yeah.
So he's all excited.
Cool.
Yeah.
And as far as the inconsiderate fishermen go, you know, some people don't understand that snook season is still closed.
Right.
They think that snook season has opened, and they sometimes get very adamant that snook season has opened.
But so they were both hollering and screaming, all excited, where you could hear it down the canal. She walked up on the bridge to see, because it almost sounded like maybe tarpon or something. They were so excited. She actually walked up there with the intention of trying to get a picture of them with doubles to send to you.
Hmm.
And the kid started throwing an attitude at her. He even called her a Karen.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then she laughed at him because it was a 21-inch snook on his $30 NLBN measuring board. But he was excited because it was in season and he had his license and everything else.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
He was really sharp.
But
he ended up backpedaling after she walked down and took a picture of his truck and everything else. Was she walked up, because the one kid totally separated himself from him.
Right.
He's like, I don't want nothing to do with this because of his attitude. And when she came back up on the bridge, he was all apologetic and blah, 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 blah. Sorry, sorry, sorry. And shook her hand. You know, but.
And hey, I get getting excited. And you know what? I can admit having been wrong about season openings before. I've had it wrong in the magazine before about a season, just because sometimes it sneaks up on you. You know, we're all human beings. We all make mistakes. And when the season you get very used to, it opening at the beginning of September, and then suddenly it doesn't, and it's not been super well publicized. I mean,
no.
FWC hasn't done a whole lot to push that out there. I didn't see anything from the local news about it. You know, obviously, we did have it in the magazine, and we've talked about it a few times, but, you know, not everybody pays attention to every potential source of information, and the fact that they thought snook was open, that, all by itself, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it.
I mean, yeah.
When somebody's trying to help you out, then, you know, sometimes it's a good thing to let them help you.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway. Elderbean Pier is closed due to fire damage. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
I got nothing over there.
All right.
Nothing at the next spot either.
South Gulf Cove Canals.
Nothing.
The West Wall.
Redfish.
Hey!
Redfish. And more redfish. There's a few on the northern end, but it seems like as you get below the radio tower, basically the halfway point heading south, it gets much better. A lot of fish under the bushes and at the mouths of the creeks. They're catching on shrimp, pinfish, cut ladyfish. And most of those fish are in the slot size at 18 to 28 inch range, which 27 is the cutoff, but a couple oversized, but there's still a decent number of fish. Just got to move a lot, but let your bait soak. Each spot should have a minimum of 2 to 5 minutes soak in a bait before you move to the next cast 5 feet over, or move the boat or whatever. Because the fish are lethargic and it's hot. There's been a few snook mixed in there, but most of them have been little peanuts and bycatch.
Okay. But this is mostly a redfish thing we're talking about here.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
I got nothing over there.
Turtle and Bull Bays.
Lots of redfish. Under the bushes, some out on the oyster bars. There's even been an occasional school moving through there, but not staying in there.
Okay. Are they on all the oyster bars out there, or?
I'm hearing good reports of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and once again, most of those fish are in the slot. There's been a few over the slot, and then the school that's been coming and going through there, those are all over the slot fish. And then there's been quite a few little snook being caught in there, but they're moving around a lot right now, trying to get prepared for their fall movement. So you'll hit them real heavy in this spot, and then nothing in the next three spots, and then heavy again in that last spot that you missed everything. So, and then there's also been a couple of lemon sharks cruising around in there, and a couple other unidentifiable sharks.
Okay. All right. The Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Yeah, nothing.
Gasparilla Sound.
Lots of redfish. Quite a few more snook. All small, mostly. But the redfish are popped up through there, and there's been a couple schools showing up there. There's redfish schools peppered throughout the whole harbor. Lower harbor.
Thank you.
Intercoastal.
Yes.
But it's like the fish at Burnt Store Bar. They have not been staying there consistently at all. They've been there for like two mornings in a row, then they're gone for 3 or 4 days. And then there's a school over in Bull and Turtle, and there's a school in Placida, then there's a school down in Redfish Pass. Mm-hmm. They're moving around a lot. They're just not staying hyper-focused in one area the way they normally do.
Okay. So we've got redfish, snook. Anything else going on in here?
A few small trout, and then some ladyfish. And didn't you get into a couple lemon sharks the other day in there?
We had one nice one, but that was really it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a fun-sized lemon shark, perfect for, you know, an 18-year-old's first shark, about nice. That 5.5-foot range.
Oh, okay. That's a real good one.
Yeah, and big enough that it's impressive, but small enough that you can still pull it close to the boat and not worry too much about it. I mean, we weren't going to bring it in. Right. But
still comfortable enough to get it next to the boat to get some better than normal shots.
And well, the boat wasn't really conducive to that, unfortunately.
Oh.
But still, you know, it's of the size where it's fairly readily controllable at boat side.
Right.
So, you know, we had several minutes with the fish there.
There you go.
So.
Perfect.
Nope. Cool animal.
Nice.
He was stoked.
He should be.
The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Well, the trestle has been pretty quiet at night, but they've been getting a few mangrove snapper, a couple pompano, a couple of oversized redfish, and that also pertains to Little Pass also. Kind of the same numbers of fish. Moving back and forth through that area because I've heard a couple reports from boaters and shorebound fishermen.
Okay.
Haven't heard much else around over by the sandbar where everyone hangs out and parties, but the actual Placida trestle proper.
Okay.
That's about it. Nothing gangbusters.
Okay.
A lot of brown water going through there from what they said.
Very brown. Root beer brown.
Nice.
Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park.
Couple schools of redfish moving through that area, too. And then they're also getting some singles and doubles underneath the docks. A few along the mangrove little peppered islands through there, but mostly I've been hearing about the docks because they're also catching a couple snook. One guy hooked into his personal best, which I think he said it was 35 inches, I think it was.
Okay.
One of the guys from the Inglewood Fishing Club, he was in here. He was super excited. His picture was terrible.
Well,
but
was he by himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He did the best he could.
Yep.
I mean, considering the situation, I get it, but he was so excited with his... I'm 99% sure it was 35 inches, but still awesome nonetheless. And he caught it on a little shad tail.
Okay.
Which makes it even more fun. When you can psych out a big snook on artificials,
yep.
Even better.
Yep. Absolutely.
Got nothing else up in there.
Okay. The Anger Pier.
No reports from there.
No reports. Let's head out into the Gulf of Mexico. What's going on out there?
A couple of guys went out, but the gag group have been terrible. You know, there's a couple of guys that ran out to 140 feet of water over the weekend looking for the red snapper. And gag grouper, and I heard of a couple red snapper, but all short gags, the few that were caught. The mangs were okay, but the mangs actually seemed to be bigger in that 60 feet of water. And along with some yellowtail, some grunts and porgies, and some lane snapper. But like that 35 to 60 feet of water roughly.
Mm-hmm.
But 60 feet seems to be where the bigger mangs are at. But, you know, like you talked about earlier, you know, the full moon's gone, so those mangs are starting to move their way back towards the shore to start moving inside once that salinity comes back up. So you should see better numbers here coming up on every one of these reefs each day by day.
Yep. Yes, we should have that going on.
Yes.
Mackerel?
Mackerel. There's been Spanish mackerel just outside of the passes. Well, even right in the passes, up to about 10 miles out. And then there's been some small miscellaneous schools of bonita, same distances. There's definitely far more bonita as you work your way north towards Venice and from Venice to Tampa.
Okay.
Hearing of a lot more offshore life up there for pelagic stuff.
Okay. The Venice jetties and pier.
A couple of small Spanish mackerel. A ladyfish, a handful of pompano, and some whiting all right there off the jetty. A couple of guys did go there snook fishing at night. The one guy said he saw a person catch what appeared to be a slot-sized fish. Other than that, haven't heard of anything else off off of Sharky's.
Okay. Okay, Punta Rasa.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Redfish.
Okay.
Well, there's been a couple schools popping out down there. It's either the same school breaking apart or two separate smaller schools hooking up together down there between Redfish and St. James City throughout that whole area there. And then some lemon sharks. A few Spanish mackerel and miscellaneous trout. Most of the trout have been on the smaller size, but they've been all through there. You would actually get a kick out of talking to that kid. I gotta get his name. You would enjoy talking to him. He does, pretty sure he does the arborist stuff, but his side job is doing the tortoise relocation stuff.
Oh, okay.
Really, really nice guy.
Interesting gig.
Mm-hmm. But he's been giving me a bunch of reports because he lives down there in Cape Coral area, so he goes out kayak fishing all the time. So the last couple weeks he's been kind of making it a point to give me a call and tell me what he got.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Brings us to Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass. A couple of Spanish mackerel, some tarpon. And then going in towards the rocks there, there's been some redfish and some small trout. I know that correlates with another spot later, but it's still like straight in from it.
That'll work. Okay. Boca Grande Pass.
Spanish mackerel. Been a few tarpon kind of popping in and popping out through there. Other than that, that's about it. The mangrove snapper that a few have been caught in there have been really tiny and not even really worth mentioning. Most people are scared by the black water, so they're just moving around it.
Gotcha. But we're probably going to have some bigger mangs moving in here pretty shortly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Walking the Gulf beaches, anywhere in the surf.
I've been hearing so many good reports from Venice all the way down to Boca. The whiting, snook, some pompano, jacks, occasional Spanish mackerel, and blue runner. It's been a jumbled mess, and then there's also been a handful of oversized redfish.
Okay.
So it's just been a good mix mash of stuff. You know, that was one of my bets for the radio show this morning, because it's just been some good reports.
Yes.
Wouldn't say it's on fire, but I'd say it's doing pretty good.
Good enough to be worth trying.
Absolutely.
And you can run from the storms a lot faster when you're on foot.
Yeah, that's no doubt.
Well, I guess that depends on how far you walk from the car.
Yeah. It's still faster to get back to the car than it is by boat to the house or the ramp, I'm sure.
Yeah. But it is a little freaky when you're walking down the beach carrying that fishing pole and the lightning's crashing around you.
Yeah, I try not to push it that far.
Yeah.
When I was a lot younger and dumber, I used to do that, but not anymore.
Well, sometimes, in my experience, sometimes the problem is that you're facing the water and you're not noticing the storm coming in from the other side.
Sneaking right behind
you. Until it's right there.
Yep.
So, I get it. We've been there. We survived.
Yeah.
You might not. No guarantees.
I lived. Couple different times.
Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Juvenile tarpon scattered all over down there. And then there's mixed mash of redfish up underneath the bushes. Haven't heard much for snook down there, but the redfish have definitely been kind of the same thing as the west wall. They're just under the bushes and around some of those deeper little spots where you got some good moving water.
Okay.
But a lot of reports of people seeing juvenile tarpon and even a handful of guys hooking them.
Okay. Pine Island, Sound, Rat Cat Key, Mondongo, Patricio, and such places.
The snook are scattered all over down there. Mostly small guys. Redfish have been lots of singles and doubles under the bushes there again, with an occasional school coming through. The ones under the bushes seem to be more slot fish. The school fish are definitely on the bigger side. And then there's also been a handful of bigger trout. That kid was just talking about a little bit ago. He's been all over through there. And he got several trout uncut ladyfish again. So that's like his second weekend in a row catching a couple of them. He's pretty sure those ones hit pretty much. They followed the bait to the bottom and grabbed it as it was sinking.
Okay.
But they were both like 18, 19 inches.
Okay.
Which made the most sense to me, but still unusual.
They do what they do, man.
I know.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bo Kelia.
I got nothing.
Burnt Store, Two Pines.
That school of redfish has been sporadic on the bar there just south of Burnt Store. A lot of smaller slot redfish, like just undersized from 17 inches up to about 24 inches. And then there's been a crap load of juvenile tarpon, because that same kid on a different day went in there and I think it was 15 juvie tarpon. Like, they were averaging like 5 to 8 pounds, but he hooked a bunch of them and had a field day. He said he actually had to paddle back in the dark because he pushed the envelope way too far, but he was having too much fun. Found him in a little creek down there towards Two Pines.
Okay. All right. The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Right around the Pirate Harbor area, redfish and some small snook. Other than that, it's been really quiet everywhere else along the east side. There has been an oddball school of redfish here and there from Burnt Store up to, I've heard them as far north as about a mile above Pirate Harbor, but not consistent at all.
Gotcha. So, do I dare even ask about Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink?
No, there's nothing going on there.
Yeah. Ponce de Leon Park.
Ponce de Leon isn't a whole heck of a lot better. A lot of small mangrove snapper. Been a handful of jacks coming through there. A couple guys did catch some Mayan cichlids there, too. But I didn't hear of any black drum. You know what? A guy did say he saw a little group of spadefish come through. Because he was very curious to know what their real name was, because everyone down there kept calling them angelfish, and he knew that there was a different fish here, not a true angelfish.
Right. Okay. The Punta Gorda Isles canals and the general Punta Gorda area.
Small snook and small tarpon peppered throughout the whole place. And then the redfish, or not redfish, the black drum have been doing the same thing. There's just a single here, a double there, but they're not concentrated in one part of the canal system over another the way they were a month ago. Ever since this rain started cranking, it's been kind of split those fish apart.
Okay. So we'll call them thinly scattered throughout the canals.
There you go.
Anything else worth mentioning?
No.
Okay, then we won't. Gilchrist Pier. Alligator Creek nothing. Reef.
Nothing.
The 20-foot holes.
Tarpon. And let's say more tarpon.
So they came back, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been back for like 3 days. Ladyfish and bait busters. That's what it's all about out there right now. Or some of your bigger swim baits if you want to. Some of the guys have been biting that 8-inch NLBN mullet. A couple of guys bought the Z-Man jerkbait too.
Worth giving it a try.
Yes, definitely.
And how are we fishing that?
Drifting or casting them. Either one is working.
You try hanging those other soft plastics underneath the float like we do with the bait busters.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys went out last week with, was it last week? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it was last week with Dave. And they got theirs on one of those 9-inch NLBNs.
Okay.
Except for he was doing something different. He wasn't putting it on a bobber. He had a bait buster on a bobber at about 6 to 8 feet. And the other one, he was just dragging it, letting it do whatever it wanted to do down real deep. And that's the one they jumped two fish on and landed one.
Okay. So just rolling it across the bottom.
Yep.
All right. The baitfish reports. Let's hear about these amazing schools of whitebait we have all around the harbor.
Mm-hmm. You're pretty much driving all the way down to devilfish. There has been some around Cape Hayes, but mostly devilfish. And then Jug Creek. But if you bring it up too far up the harbor, it's dead. If you take it in too far past the bar, it's dead. There's been a lot of fresh water coming around, and quite a few, talking to Greg's assistant, Andrew, I think it is.
Okay.
He said there's been several days this past 2 weeks where they've gone out to go netting for the saws and got zero oxygen level.
Like zero?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of their spots was right down there in Cape Coral, zero. Couple over there by Cape Hayes, zero. One spot on the Mayaca had it was 1 point above zero. He said there's been quite a few little hypoxic spots that they've run into these last week.
All right, the freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, etc.
Shiners for bass have been the main thing, and then the worms for the tilapia and the Mayan cichlids. The bluegill got a little bit quiet this week. Several guys were in here yesterday buying worms to go look for some bluegill, but I haven't heard of anything. Guy did say he caught a warmouth, though, over there in the Northport, up there off of Price Road.
Just one, huh?
And he says the first one he's caught in about 5 years, so he's excited about it.
Mm-hmm. They're out there.
Yeah, I know. They just used to be a lot more abundant.
Yeah. The tarpon reports.
Okay.
All right. Got my tarpon map ready to go. We are ready to put some red dots in the best bet spots for hookups with tarpon. Robert, where can I put a red dot?
The 20-foot holes.
The 20-foot holes. Boom. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Yeah.
The outer edge of the west wall in about 15 feet of water.
The outer edge of the west wall in about 15 feet of water. That is literally like 2 feet from the 20-foot holes here.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. I did it. It looks terrible, but I did it. Well, all right.
That's just the way they've been doing. That's about it for the pretty much guaranteed.
I was going to say, don't guarantee nothing there, buddy.
That's pretty much. Yep,
you're right. Almost were.
I almost.
You came real close.
I know.
All right, the yellow dots, the 50-50 shot.
Boca.
Boca Grand Pass.
The beaches.
The beaches from?
Boca Pass, basically, to get Venice.
Boca Grand Pass up to Venice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's about it.
Okay. The white dots, the possible.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go with that one because it's all slim pickings after
no
that.
No place to put a white dot.
Nope.
Okay. The fish in the harbor, we already talked about. The fish out on the beach and in the pass, what are they eating?
People are seeing them in the past. I just don't know anyone that's hooked any, but the ones out on the beaches are catching them on bait busters and thread fins. And a couple guys did hook one up there off of Venice on pinfish. He had a hand-sized pinfish. Okay. Speaking of that, you know, after you were talking about that sea bream the other day?
Yeah.
Customer came in with a picture of one.
Yeah.
It was, I think, the next morning. Just kind of funny.
Very pinfish-like, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But not quite.
Right. But it's
real
still,
close.
Still funny that you talk about something, then all of a sudden it pops up. I should talk about albino guitar fish.
No, you should talk about bags of money.
Yeah.
Just appearing.
That would be nice.
Nowhere.
50-pound bag of hundreds?
Yeah. Something like that.
I'd be all right with
that.
That's
what you need to talk about. Talk more about that.
50-pound bag of hundreds. Be good stuff.
See if you can make that stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we went through all the things here. We ran out of
stuff to talk
official
about.
Reports to put in here. No, we didn't run out of stuff to talk about. There, we could fill the internet with stuff to talk about, but it has nothing to do with this fishing report.
True.
So, I'm presuming that you're done.
I'm done.
With the fishing report. You have nothing to add?
Nothing to add other than that things are going to start to change. Just got to be patient. You got another few weeks.
I'm tired of being patient.
I'm going to go about 6 weeks before it really changes good.
I've had enough with patience, and I'm ready for things to start to sparkle.
Well, if people get too impatient, they got to reevaluate their hobby.
I reevaluate most things in my life on a regular basis.
Well, I do that too.
So,
I do that too.
I'm still ready for it to start to sparkle. Can you stop making those squeaky noises in the...
Why not?
Because nobody knows what they are. They're going to be confused by the... I'll see. I can't hear that very well. You got to put it next to your microphone. Next to your microphone. There you go. See, yours is set up to be more sensitive.
I'm a delicate butterfly.
Just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.